coming up on episode number 527. Well, for Thursday night's cover story, I decided to pick an artist whose birthday is tomorrow. She was born November 21st, 1965 in Reykjavik, Iceland. She was a member of a band called the Sugar Cubes, but she's had equal success, if not more so, as a solo artist. I'm talking about Björk. This is her cover story featuring covers of her songs as well as a couple covers by the woman herself. It's the Björk cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's November 20th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, as I mentioned, featuring the music of Björk. We'll hear some covers of Björk songs. We'll hear some covers of and by the Sugar Cubes. But we're going to start off with a request, and actually, we're going to pick right up where we left off last week with the James Bond cover story and kind of segue very nicely into the Björk cover story. Jeff in Pittsburgh actually requested this for the James Bond cover story, and I decided I would wait and save it for the Björk cover story. It's a song that she had performed or recorded for a James Bond compilation. The song was not used for the compilation, and she ended up just posting it on her website as a free download. It's her cover, the beautiful, beautiful rendition of Nancy Sinatra's You Only Live Twice, performed right here by Björk.
I walk off, like cow pots and bottles and cutlery. Oh, whatever I find lying around, it's become a habit, a way to start the day. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you.
Hyper Ballad, performed there by a group called Big Heavy Stuff for the Triple J compilation from 2005 entitled Like a Version. That is Big Heavy Stuff and their version of Hyper Ballad. Before that, you heard a song that was originally by Betty Hutton, but that Bjork covered herself, made a hit out of, and so it's included as part of a Bjork tribute called Reed Interpreting Bjork. I'm talking about It's Oh So Quiet, and the performance there from that 2004 compilation is Noise for Pretend. A great tune there, and Bjork certainly qualifies as making it her own. If you go back a few episodes to the one of the Lost in Translation, I'm sorry, not Lost in Translations, but Original Vils, I played the original version of the Bjork song, the Betty Hutton version, so you can hear how Bjork really did make it her own. And then we start off the set with a James Bond cover. Like I said, segueing in nicely from last week's cover story, it's You Only Live Twice, performed there by Bjork, and you'll find that as a free download on website. You got to do a little searching for it, but it is on bjorkunit.bjork.com, I think. Do a little looking around and you'll find that. Just a quick Google search ought to do it. And I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's James Bond show, but You Only Live Twice for me was the best Bond theme. And I'd love to hear what you think, what your favorites were. Go ahead and put your comments in the show notes for the James Bond cover story, or hey, put them in the comments for the show notes for this story if you want, and I'll be quiet about that now. Coverville is brought to you tonight by Bluehost.com. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space, all for the low, low price of $6.95 a month, plus fantastic customer support and a metric ton of email addresses, POP and IMAP email addresses, all this and way, 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 way much more, if that's even a phrase. Find out about it at Bluehost.com, and when you're ready to sign up, make sure you use the link at Coverville.com. That gets me a little bit of extra spending cash, which I use to pick up music for this show, so it all gets put right back into the show. All right, we're going to pick up a track here from Corinne Bailey Ray, who was kind of thrust onto the scene a couple of years ago, made a really big splash, and you know, was popular enough that people were covering her music on American Idol, and that's kind of a sign that you've made it. Here's Corinne Bailey Ray with her cover of Bjork's Venus as a Boy from the 2006 compilation from Q Magazine called Q Best of 86-06.
Sense of humor suggests exciting sex. His fingers, they focus on her, her touches. His veil is as a ball. Boy, he believes in beauty.
That is Bjork's Hunter, performed by 30 Seconds to Mars from their 2005 album, A Beautiful Lie. A really dark, dark song. And that was actually a request. As soon as I mentioned I was doing a Bjork cover story, I had a couple of requests, I think, for this track. One of them came in from Gabriel, and I don't think I wrote down the other one, so I apologize if you're the other person who requested that. I take horrible notes sometimes, so I really apologize for that. 30 Seconds to Mars, doing a cover there of Bjork's Hunter from their 2005 album, A Beautiful Lie. Before that, you heard the Sugar Cubes, which featured Bjork as a lead singer, one of the lead singers for that band. A track called Motorcycle Mama from a 1990 compilation called Rubaiyat, which was a compilation put together to celebrate Elektra's 40th anniversary. Two full discs of covers of new Elektra artists covering old Elektra artists. And so on that album, you've got The Cure covering The Doors, for example, Howard Jones, They Might Be Giants, a really great compilation if you like some of those Elektra artists from the early 90s. Rubaiyat is the name of it. And then we start off the set with Corinne Bailey Rae and her cover of Bjork's Venus as a Boy from the 2006 compilation that came along as a ride-along to Q Magazine called Best of 8606. We're going to jump right into set number three, because I feel like it. And speaking of the Sugar Cubes, this is a Sugar Cubes cover, a cover of the Sugar Cubes, this time performed by Lispector from their self-titled album from 2005. Here's their cover of Hit.
Happy by Maybe he's lazy.
Closing out with the woman herself, Bjork, and her cover of Can't Help Loving That Man, which originally was called Can't Help Loving Dat Man. Originally by Hammerstein and Kern, it was used in the musical Showboat, and that cover you'll find on Bjork's 2007 release, Glinglo. I love her voice. I love her style of singing. It's just so offbeat and so... off-kilter, not off-beat, like she doesn't keep the tempo, but off-beat, off-the-beaten-path of singing styles. Before that, I heard Possibly Maybe, performed by Final Fantasy and Ed Drosty. And now that comes from an album, a virtual album, an album you'll find online, put together by the fine folks over at StereoGum.com. StereoGum presents Enjoyed, a tribute to Bjork. A completely free download. If you go to the link in the show notes, it'll take you right over to StereoGum's site where you can grab all of the songs from that tribute. A bunch of great covers on there. I really like that cover there of Possibly Maybe. And then we start off the set with Hit by Lispector, or Lispector. That comes from their 2005 self-titled album. And Hit was originally done by Bjork's old band, the Sugar Cubes. And with that, we are going to go ahead and close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. We will be back with episode 528, I think before too long, because next week we've got the Beatles Thanksgiving special. Double shot special, or what do I usually call that? Basically, the Beatles Thanksgiving cover story, an annual tradition here at Coverville. Before that, we'll have a Hendrix tribute, and I'm going to see if I can slip in an all request show in there as well on Sunday. So we'll see if we can make this a three show week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.